Medicaid expansion supporters have been battling arguments against it for months. But one of the main debates is over the $13 billion federal dollars that they say Ohio could capture over 7 years if expansion were in place by January 1st. John Allison is the former chief of staff for Republican Governor Bob Taft. He is now leading a coalition of supporters in a petition drive to put expansion before voters if lawmakers don't approve it. Allison says he understands that conservatives who oppose expansion would rather have the state develop its own program to cover the hundreds of thousands of people who could be in the expanded Medicaid program. But he says it doesn't make sense in reality.
And Ohio taxpayers, Ohio businesses are on the hook to pay federal fees and taxes to pay for the Affordable Care Act. The thought that we would leave those dollars on the table and instead use state tax dollars is I don't know how I could sell that to the General Assembly.
Robert Ault is the president of the conservative think tank, the Buckeye Institute, and has written several position papers on why he feels Medicaid expansion is a bad idea. And he says the claim that money will be left on the table is an often repeated fallacy.
It's a matching fund program. There are no funds being left on the table. If we don't expand Medicaid, those funds never get spent, or quite frankly, they never get borrowed from China. It's not that they go to California. They just don't exist.
There are also concerns over who actually would benefit from Medicaid expansion. Ault says it would cover able-bodied adults without children, mostly men. And he says the effect of expansion likely would be one the backers wouldn't want.
I find the name of your organization interesting. It's Healthy Ohioans Work. Well, part of the problem that legislators are confronting is if we expand Medicaid, we're not allowed to put work requirements on there. And studies have shown that if we put more people on Medicaid, it will actually take people who are currently working and encourage them not to work.
Ault says a state-created program would allow Ohio to put work requirements on people enrolled in it, something that Medicaid won't permit. Allison says there have been conversations about how to include some links to workforce development into Medicaid expansion, but he says that Ault's conclusion about expansion is unfair.
Respectfully, to paint this as a solution which would essentially incentivize a bunch of underemployed single adults to give up on trying to work and earn a living goes a little too far. I mean, the flip side of that is we have unemployed single adults who would benefit from this, many of which have health issues that they're dealing with.
Allison says the Healthy Ohioans Work Coalition, which includes unions, religious, social services, and community organizations, and hospitals and business groups, has until late December to gather signatures, and it plans to go ahead with its ballot issue if no action is taken on Medicaid expansion by the end of the year. Ault says he doesn't think the coalition is as monolithic as Allison suggests, that the expansion push is driven mostly by hospitals, who he says would profit from Medicaid expansion. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.